How many avoidable deaths could occur by 2030 if abrupt funding cuts to USAID are not reversed? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP of Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. An analysis published in The Lancet warns that ongoing cuts to USAID could result in over 14 million preventable deaths worldwide by 2030, including 4.5 million children under the age of five. Using retrospective data from 133 low- and middle-income countries and validated forecasting models, researchers found that from 2001 to 2021, USAID-supported programs prevented nearly 92 million deaths, including 30 million in children. Mortality from HIV/AIDS fell by 65%, from malaria by 51%, and from neglected tropical diseases by 50%. Substantial gains were also seen in deaths from tuberculosis, diarrheal diseases, malnutrition, and maternal and perinatal conditions. Despite this track record, over 80% of the USAID programs were abruptly canceled in early 2025. The projected impact of these policy-driven decisions could rival the devastation of a global pandemic. Researchers emphasize that this is not an inevitable, but an avoidable crisis. According to the study, the average American taxpayer contributed 17 cents a day, about $64 annually, to USAID. Researchers argue that such a modest investment has yielded enormous public health benefits and that its loss could carry staggering avoidable consequences. In our next story, we learn from a new study published in JAMA that challenges current assumptions about protein supplementation in critical care. The Target Protein Trial enrolled 3,397 ICU patients in Australia and New Zealand to assess whether a high-protein enteral formula of 100 grams per liter improved clinical outcomes compared to a lower-protein formula of 36 grams per liter. Despite long-standing concerns about muscle loss in critical illness, results showed no improvement in hospital-free days at 90 days, nor in secondary outcomes like ICU stay duration, ventilation time, or discharge destination. Notably, the high-protein formula was also linked to increased risks in patients with acute kidney injury. Lead authors emphasize that while international guidelines often favor high-protein intake, the evidence base has been limited. These findings suggest that aggressive protein delivery early in critical illness may not be beneficial and could be harmful to some patients. Ongoing research will explore whether protein support during later stages of recovery may offer more promise. The study underscores the need for a more nuanced, time-specific approach to ICU nutrition. And finally, adding to the growing evidence that the vaccine against shingles may be protective against dementia, we learn of a cohort study published in NPJ Vaccines that found that older adults who received the AS01 adjuvant shingles, or Shingrix, or the RSV Arexi vaccine had significantly lower odds of developing dementia within 18 months. Researchers analyzed electronic health records from over 200,000 U.S. adults, comparing dementia outcomes among those who received the AS01 vaccines, influenza vaccines, or neither. Compared to the flu vaccine recipients, AS01 vaccine recipients had 18% to 37% lower risk of dementia, translating to 53 to 113 more dementia-free days in those diagnosed within 18 months. The effect was similar whether patients received the shingles or the RSV vaccine, and no added benefit was seen when both were given, suggesting that the AS01 adjuvant may drive the protective effect. While mechanisms remain unclear, researchers hypothesize immune modulatory effects on AS01 may delay neurodegeneration. These findings support further investigation into adjuvant vaccines as a potential tool to reduce dementia risk in older adults. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my Flash Briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.